Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Centerpiece of the entire web is the use of children for sex.
It was a stunning case that ultimately revealed the secretly perverse lifestyle Wesson had forced his family to lead.
It was more like an organized crime family.
According to Yahweh's law, that was just the way it was supposed to be.
One verse that said, if you don't like him, kill him. I really wish I could find him.
Welcome back to another episode of Seven Deadly Sinners, a listener stories edition. Stories told by you, read by me, and shared with you all. I love hearing from you guys, so please keep sending them in to sevendeadlysinnerspodcast@gmail.com. And now, let's just get into it, because these stories speak for themselves. Hi, I have a case that hits close to home. It got a lot of attention at one point, but no true crime creators seemed to cover it. There are some articles out there and even a 2004 interview with Oprah. I'll try to be organized, but this was many years ago and I have hella ADHD. Trigger warning. Murder, spousal murder, religion, and sexual assault. About me. My name is Esther. I've spent most of my life in Concord, North Carolina. It's just north of Charlotte where I live now. I grew up in a very religious household and was super involved in the church. In January 2003, I was just a couple months from turning 15. I volunteered with the children's program and often helped with children's church. On Super Bowl Sunday, 2003, I helped out as usual in the morning and came back in the evening to watch the Super Bowl with the youth group. When I say watch the Super Bowl, I really mean eating a ton of snacks and hanging out. Esther, you're a girl after my own heart. No one there could have imagined what was going on while we watched the game and laughed at the ridiculous commercials. Insert the children's pastor. The children's pastor at this time was Aaron Estes, age 43. I never got a bad vibe from him. I worked with him almost weekly. He was very involved in the church. He led the children's ministry, sang, and even played Jesus in more than one Easter play. He was married to Naomi, age 44, and had three children between the ages of 15 to 21. Their youngest girl was my age. Naomi was a nurse at a local hospital and was expected to be at her post at 7 p.m. on Sunday night. She never showed up. After the game, I was at home chatting away on AIM before going to bed. My mom came into the room with a very serious look on her face and told me that Naomi was missing. My family and I got on our knees and prayed for her safe return. We had no idea that she was already dead. Her work had called her at home to try to locate her, but her husband, Aaron, said she'd already left. The first suspect thing that Aaron did was to say she'd left the house at 5 p.m. Why would she leave 2 hours early for her shift? Was he already trying to separate himself from her during the time of her attack? He called the police to report her as a missing person, as it was out of character for her not to show up to work or to communicate her whereabouts with him. He knew exactly where she was. According to Aaron, he and Naomi had gotten into an argument at home just before 5 p.m. He makes a few different claims as to what it was about. In some instances, he says they were arguing about finances. In his interview with Oprah, he says it was because he was going to just send the kids to a Super Bowl party while he stayed home. and she didn't like that he seemed to just want to be alone and miserable. There's also a possibility that he could have been having an affair with a woman in the church. He had been dismissed from a church leadership position in the past for having an affair. No one knows the exact truth of their relationship but Aaron and Naomi. But here's what happens next. The confrontation turned physical, and Aaron claims she is the one who first grabbed the marble rolling pin. The struggle ensued in the kitchen. They end up fighting up the stairs and into the master bedroom. He then struck her in the head with the rolling pin twice. He claims the first strike was actually an accident that occurred while they were struggling. He tried to make her stop when she began bleeding, but she just got more enraged, according to Aaron anyway. By this time, Naomi was knocked out. He then wrapped her up in the comforter from the bed they shared as man and wife for 24 years. He dragged her down the stairs to the car. Naomi was still alive, and he considered whether he should bring her to the hospital. He was afraid of being charged with assault, so he decided to be a coward and commit an even worse crime. He drove her to a rural road and struck her in the head with a rock. He then strangled her with a seatbelt. Naomi's cause of death was asphyxiation. Not satisfied with what he had already done, he pulled her pants down to make it look like a sexually motivated crime. And then he dumped her purse for good measure. He left her in her car and went home. He then cleaned up and even put the rolling pin back in its place. On Monday morning, her body was found by a farmer. My mom told me she had been found deceased. I don't know if she knew more than that yet, but we continued to pray for her family. A few hours later, she told me that Pastor Aaron had been arrested for Naomi's murder. I couldn't believe it. I thought that there had been a mistake. He couldn't have done such a thing. Then my mom said, "No, Esther, he confessed." I still couldn't comprehend it. I never knew anyone who'd been murdered, and certainly never knew a murderer. I tried to come up with an explanation, something to make it seem less terrible. It was known that Aaron had been receiving treatment for late-stage non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and I remember hearing he had something wrong with his brain. He was on medication for anxiety and depression. I thought for a long time perhaps he wasn't in his right mind. I didn't want to believe that he knew exactly what he was doing. He told Oprah that he doesn't remember a lot of what happened, including beating her with the rolling pin. He just saw her bloodied on the bed. He never denied what he did. In a pretrial, Aaron's health had been brought up as a possible defense. He ended up pleading guilty to first-degree murder. The death penalty was also on the table, but that would have involved more legal proceedings. So, although some of Naomi's family wanted to see him sentenced to death, they knew extending court proceedings would cause the children more stress and pain. In the aftermath, the two minor children were taken in by associate pastors who had a daughter the same age as the Estes family's daughter. They offered them a very loving and supportive environment. I was friends with the associate pastor's daughter when we were little and loved spending time at their home. The eldest was in college but still received support from the church. I don't know much of how the kids are doing these days, but I do know that the daughter followed in her mother's footsteps and became a nurse. Aaron Estes is currently incarcerated at Nash Correctional Facility in North Carolina and will remain in custody until the end of his natural life. He seems to be a model prisoner, as his last infraction was in 2007. Pastor Aaron Estes didn't have to be a murderer, though. He had so many opportunities to stop. He could have walked out the front door the minute things got physical. He could have driven her to the hospital after her initial head wound knocked her unconscious. He could have stopped after hitting her with a rock. He had several minutes to stop strangling Naomi. Had she lived, Naomi would be 62 and a grandmother. I have since broken up with Jesus and I am on the road to recovery from my upbringing. However, I can never see a marble rolling pin without feeling a shiver down my spine.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Did you know that CBD isn't about what you feel? It's about what you don't feel. And I can attest to that. Stress, anxiety, pain. Recently, I've been feeling kind of anxious and it's been hard for me to sleep. And so I just take a Feels little droplet each night and I have been sleeping like a baby. Feels is a premium CBD that will help keep your head clear and feel your best. It's hassle-free, delivered directly to your door. CBD naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness, and there's no hangover or addiction. You just place a few drops of Feels under your tongue and feel the difference within minutes. The thing to remember about CBD is that finding your right dose is important, and everyone's dose is different. In fact, Feels offers a free CBD hotline to help guide your personal experience so that you find your perfect dose. And I think that's so important. The Feels customer service team is dedicated to making sure you get the best use of your CBD. Joining the Feels monthly membership makes your self-care easy. And that's what self-care should be. It should be easy. You'll save money on every order and you can pause or cancel at any time. So start feeling better with Feels. Become a member today by going to feels.com/sinners and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's Feels, FEALS.com/sinners to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. Feels.com/sinners. Before starting the next story, I just want to say to Esther that you did a wonderful job telling your story, and I can't even imagine having that connection. That must stick with you. And to Naomi, rest in peace. You deserved so much more. Okay, our final story contains depictions of sexual abuse and brainwashing, so trigger warning. But it also comes from a brave girl who survived the bastard and came out on the other side, and I commend her for sharing her story. Hi, Rachel and Greg. I just want to begin by saying I discovered your podcast about 2 weeks ago, and I'm already caught up. As I stated in my title, I was in a cult, much smaller than the ones you cover, but a cult all the same. I have actually found your podcast oddly therapeutic for all the guilt and self-loathing as I work through all of the brainwashing and abuse. So let's go back to 2009. I was just entering high school, a kid with abandonment issues and sexual abuse history. So yeah, hormones. Cute boy and all about punk rock and cosplay. In walks my first real boyfriend, who we will call Asswipe, the psychopath. I don't mean antisocial personality. I mean full-blown psychopath, with narcissism that rivals even Narcissus. Now at the time, he knew how to charm you for days and make you feel special, all while simultaneously slowly tearing you down so that you feel beholden to him. Something little 13-year-old me had no real chance against. Like most abuse stories, the abuse started slowly. And he was 4 years older than me, so whenever I started to really question things, he would tell me I was just too young to understand because I hadn't begun to really experience the world. Slowly, he began to isolate me, turning me against my family and taking up most of my free time. Several years went by, and he started the cult. Of course, that's not what he called it. Most of us struggled with mental illness, and we were all either in college or just starting. We helped each other study for classes, supported one another, and would even help train each other in self-defense in case we were ever attacked because, quote, especially women were vulnerable. In theory, it was great and could help a lot of people. Under it all, though, was a very seedy underbelly. Asswipe was secretly creating a harem for himself and using me to recruit these people, most of which were women who he would later abuse, use for money, and just destroy, as he often raped the women by pushing you until you finally broke and said yes because it was easier to just give him what he wanted than fall out of his favor. I can't speak for all of the women of Asswipe's cult, but I know that personally, he would rape all of us, force us to have abortions, 10 of which I know of in a 2-year time period, one of which was already in the second trimester. And he would beat us, telling us that it was our fault that he had to do this. By the time I left, there were over 20 members. Over half of them were females, and I only know of 3 he wasn't with. By the time I left, I had been with him for over 6 years. I had no self-esteem, would break down, and beg for forgiveness if someone got upset with me. Thought my only real value was what I could give my partner sexually, and ruined my relationships with almost all of my family and all but one friend. It will be 4 years since I escaped Asswipe this summer. I still struggle with my self-worth, but I've rebuilt my family relationships, have a good group of friends, reclaimed my body for myself, and have an amazing companion that is extremely patient with me, even when I wake up screaming and crying at night after night terrors that are becoming far and few between. Sorry for the length, and feel free to edit and cut as need be if you do share this story. Thank you for all that you do. Your research and understanding for both the victims and participating victims is refreshing and something I don't see often. Best wishes to you both. Jasmine.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
So one thing I'm bringing with me as things slowly approach normal life is comfort. I know I can still be comfortable in a bra thanks to Harper Wild. Harper Wild makes bras that put comfort first. Their collection of quality basics includes the Base, a lightly lined everyday bra in a range of nudes that won't show through your shirt, and the Bliss, a bralette that provides lift while feeling like second skin. I am obsessed with both of these bras. I will say both of them are so incredibly comfortable. The Bliss has been my go-to casual bra, but the Base actually looks amazing under summer clothes. I wore it with a dress the other night and I couldn't see it under the straps and it was so comfortable because normally I'm like not a bra gal. Especially after the pandemic, I just wanted to put a sweatshirt on or a t-shirt or whatever. And these are so comfortable that I feel inspired to lift my boobs again. So with Harper Wild, you can always count on buttery fabrics and thoughtful construction for all day comfort. Plus, with an easy interactive fit quiz, beautifully priced bundles, and free returns, they've made the act of shopping for bras painless too. And part of their proceeds provides mentorship and advocacy for Girls Through Girls, Inc. You even get a handy bra recycling kit with your purchase, so you can say goodbye to your old bras sustainably. Harper Wild makes everything about bras better. So stay in your comfort zone. Go to harperwild.com/sinners today so you can get 20% off your first purchase. Because the only thing better than a comfortable bra is getting a discount for being a Seven Deadly Sinners listener. That's 20% off at harperwild.com/sinners. harperwild.com/sinners. Jasmine and I then corresponded in a follow-up email, and she updated me on how she's been doing. She said, "It's been a few years since I got away from my ex through intensive counseling. I've been reclaiming my life now. At first, it was hard because I was so young when I got involved with him, and 5 years of abuse plus then the brainwashing on top of it. The hardest part is the annual trauma, which I remember you talking about in one of your podcast episodes, connected to my forced late-term abortion. I still have a lot of repressed memories that surface from time to time. They are some of the most difficult ones to deal with, but they also help me better to understand behaviors that arose from everything. As I mentioned in the previous email, I have found a companion. We are not dating in a traditional sense, and that has a lot to do with me. We love each other dearly, and while we often spend time together and even stay at one of each other's houses, I personally don't feel ready to take things further until I finish working through things to a place that makes me comfortable. So much of my identity has been wrapped up in the occult and my ex, down to the clothes I wore, the people I talked to, and even my mannerisms. I feel like I have a good grasp on who I am as a person currently, but deprogramming takes a lot of time. One of the things I struggled with and still do has a lot to do with my self-worth and love communication, as well as not abusing alcohol or hiding my emotions with sex to avoid the overwhelming sadness and shame I feel at times. It sounds really depressing, and it kind of is, but that being said, I'm in a good place mentally for the most part. I have a steady job with a boss that I really like, great roommates that understand sometimes I just need to hide away to decompress. My family and I have a good relationship after making amends. In fact, I just got back from DC with my mom for one of our yearly trips that we started to take together after I left the cult, as we began to work on rebuilding our relationship. The best advice I could give someone that has been through something similar or has been in an abusive relationship is to remember to be kind to yourself. If a friend came to you telling you what they went through or feeling, how would you respond to them? Because that's how you should respond to yourself. Thank you for being your amazing self, Jasmine. And I counter that, Jasmine, with thank you for being your amazing self. And I'm so proud of you. And that's it for this episode of Seven Deadly Sinners. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. We will be back to the normally scheduled programming next week. But I love hearing your stories and connecting with you guys. So please keep sending them, and if you enjoy the show, please leave a 5-star rating and positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. I love you guys. You're awesome. Bye.
CODA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.